news today, oh boy.
It's time for Nicole Sandler's What's News from NicoleSandler.com and the Progressive Voices Network.
On Thursday, my Congressman Ted Deutsch of Florida became the 118th House Democrat to come out publicly in support of impeachment proceedings against Donald Trump, bringing the total to half of the House Democratic caucus. Speaker Nancy Pelosi is still opposed to it, with much of leadership waiting for her approval, including Jerry Nadler, chair of the Judiciary Committee, where the process would begin. But his private support for impeachment is one of the worst-kept secrets on Capitol Hill. Meanwhile, Pelosi is currently in Africa with freshman Congresswoman Ilhan Omar. Omar posted a picture of them together and joked on Instagram, quote, "Speaker Pelosi didn't just make arrangements to send me back, she went back with me." The White House Friday morning officially announced the U.S. withdrawal from the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty with Russia. CNN has more.
After more than 30 years, the U.S. is set to pull out of a milestone nuclear disarmament agreement, the Treaty on Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces, or INF. Washington saying Russia is cheating. And this is the missile system that the U.S. says violates the INF, the nuclear-capable 9M729. America says it falls within the prohibited range of between 500 and 5,000 kilometers and must be destroyed if Russia wants to save the INF treaty. Moscow denies the allegations and claims the U.S. is the one breaching the deal. The INF treaty was signed in 1987 by President Ronald Reagan and Soviet leader Mikhail Gorbachev, aiming to eliminate land-based medium-range nukes. Today, both Russia and the U.S. view the treaty as largely obsolete because it constrains the two, while non-signatories like China are free to field medium-range nuclear weapons. Fred Pletkin, CNN, Moscow.
So Trump doesn't trust Putin on nukes, but does trust him when it comes to tampering with our elections, despite the strongest possible warnings from every corner of the intelligence community?
Mr. President, Robert Mueller said last week that Russia is interfering in U.S. elections right now. Did you raise that with Vladimir Putin?
Oh, you don't really believe this. Do you believe this?
He said it last week. Did you raise that with President Putin yesterday?
We didn't talk about that. I spoke with President Putin of Russia yesterday. They're having massive fires in the their forests. They have tremendous, I've never seen anything like it. It's very big. I just offered our assistance because we're very good at putting out forest fires, frankly. And if they should need it, I offered our assistance. We had a good talk, a short talk, but a good talk. And I think he appreciated it. So we would be able to help them. It's these are massive fires like I haven't seen. That was the primary importance of the conversation.
Stunning, right? Do you think Trump offered Putin some rakes? Just asking. Then he went back to a familiar refrain.
Well, I watch Mueller. I'm not sure Mueller knows what's going on. You want to know the truth. But all I do know is he said no collusion with us, no collusion, and ultimately no obstruction, because it led to no obstruction by a very smart group of people, including our attorney general. So no collusion, no obstruction.
Did you actually totally exonerate the president?
No.
Isn't it fair to say that the president's written answers show that he wasn't always being truthful?
Generally.
You believe that you could charge the president of the United States with obstruction of justice after he left office?
Yes.
The campaign welcomed the Russian help, did they not?
Yes.
And then they lied to cover it up.
Generally, that's true.
You know what gaslighting is, right?
What you're seeing and what you're reading is not what's happening.
The Washington Post reporting Friday morning that the U.S. is preparing to withdraw thousands of troops from Afghanistan in exchange for concessions from the Taliban, including a ceasefire and renunciation of al-Qaeda. The initial deal, it's not completed, could end the nearly 18-year-old war. It would require the Taliban to begin negotiating a larger peace deal directly with the Afghan government, could cut the number of American troops there from about 14,000 to between 8,000 and 9,000, about the same number as when Trump took office. Here's one from the obstruction files. The intelligence community's inspector general denied a request from Senate Democrats to review the policies and procedures involved in the Trump administration's granting of White House security clearances, including those for Jared Kushner and Ivanka Trump. House Republicans on the retreat. On Thursday, Texas Representative Will Hurd, the only black Republican in the House, announced he won't run for re-election. He beat Democrat Gina Ortiz Jones by fewer than 1,000 votes in 2018, and she just announced she's running again. The FBI, for the first time, has identified fringe conspiracy theories as a domestic terrorist threat. The FBI Intelligence Bulletin, dated May 30th, describes, quote, conspiracy theory-driven domestic extremists as a growing threat, and notes that it is the first such report to do so. The FBI assesses these conspiracy theories very likely will emerge, spread, and evolve in the modern information marketplace, occasionally driving both groups and individual extremists to carry out criminal or violent acts. And that's just a bit of what's news for now. I'm Nicole Sandler. If you appreciate these reports and the Nicole Sandler Show, I hope you'll consider making a contribution. My work is 100% listener supported, and I can't do it without your help. Find out more at NicoleSandler.com/donate.